Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What does this tell us about the power of Amazon, Josh?
Well, it reflects the power of employers in the United States, in fact, to successfully resist unionization efforts within U.S. law. In fact, in recent decades, it's been basically unheard of for a union to win a labor board election at a top U.S. employer unless it already had a deal with the company to restrict anti-union campaigning. There was no such agreement in this case, and Amazon, according to workers, made aggressive use of the leeway it has under U.S. law to pressure people to vote no, including by having mandatory anti-union meetings and one-on-one conversations in which managers were making dire predictions to workers about what unionization could mean. The union also alleges that the company went beyond what is legally allowed, though the company, of course, has denied that.
Well, before we look at the future of this and what these workers may try and do, let's take a step back. Why did these employees initially want to unionize?
Workers reached out last year to the RWDSU union with concerns about the pressure and way that their workload was being pushed on them and measured, and concerns about the COVID-19 situation in the warehouse. And this campaign came together relatively quickly, even measuring since the opening of the warehouse last year. The workers petitioned late last year for a vote, and it was held over a 7-week period by mail.
So Alabama, from what I understand, doesn't favor unions. So this was going to be an uphill battle to begin with. So what does the union do next, or the people that wanted to form a union?
The union has already said that it is filing complaints challenging the company's conduct during the election and the fairness of the election. So it will ask the Federal Labor Board to consider throwing out this result and establishing a new election instead. In the meantime, the union has said that it's heard from 1,000 Amazon workers around the country who are interested in organizing. And this happens as there are a number of efforts by different labor groups to organize Amazon workers, some through the labor board election process and some going around it, at least for now.
But there was a time, I guess the last time that they tried to unionize within Amazon was back in 2014, and that failed. So if you're an employee in the company, are you going to try to get this pushed through again in a couple of years? I mean, we know the union would like to do that, but if you're an employee that's trying to rally others around this, what do you just give up?
It depends which employee you are. There are employees who are active in the campaign who are saying today that if their losing vote is a step towards other workers around the country and eventually them and Bessemer winning, then they're okay with that. Of course, we see situations all the time where some workers who participate in a union campaign or vote for the union, when it's not successful, end up not wanting to put their heart and their faith into the next campaign. So we shall see.
So does something like this really impact the labor movement across the entire country? Does it send a strong message that unions are not part of the future?
It does impact the labor movement across the country, and it may do it in contradictory ways. the union is talking today about how this has elevated the issue, how it has exposed the loopholes and limitations of U.S. labor law and the lengths that companies will go to resist what workers are attempting to do by organizing. And on the other hand, it will be cited for a long time by Amazon and others as a vindication of Amazon's approach and as a reflection of the lack of need for workers to organize.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.